Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
Looking to improve your diet in the new year? Try seeing a personal dietitian with Nourish. Nourish has hundreds of dietitians who specialize in a variety of health concerns, including weight loss, gut health, and more. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your personal dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
It is Bennett from the new 96.5, and I'm so happy to be joined with my friends at the Philadelphia Department of Behavioral Health and Intellectual Disability Services. You've heard me talk about this on the air each and every morning, the importance of mental health. Of course, you've heard, you know, my backstory and how I've gone to therapy throughout my entire life and how, speaking about your mental health and being open about it has really helped me throughout my entire life. And I'm just so happy to have you guys on here, this little 9&8 podcast. We have Marjola here, the interim manager of Philadelphia Crisis Line. Good to see you this morning.
Good morning. So nice to be here.
Thank you. Yeah, absolutely. We have Patrick, the mental health emergency supervisor with the Philadelphia Crisis Line. Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning. Good morning.
And we have Raquel, the systems integration specialist. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are we doing?
I am well. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you for asking. I kind of, before we get into the importance of mental health and speaking about it and the 988 program in general, kind of just a little backstory about yourself and you know, your role and kind of, yeah, how you got here. Marjola, you want to kick us off?
Yeah, of course. Good morning. I am Marjola Como. I'm the interim manager for the local suicide line for Philadelphia. I've been with the Department of Behavioral Health and Intellectual Disabilities for about 11 years. But I've been in the mental health field for about 20 years now. I am a licensed professional counselor, and I'm also a registered nurse. And I love being here to talk about 988. Thank you for having me.
Of course. That's amazing. Patrick?
Sure. My name is Patrick Dunn. I am one of the supervisors for the Philadelphia Crisis Line. I've been with DBHIDS for the past about almost 20 years. First, I was at a different capacity for 16 years, and then I joined PCL for the past two. But there is actually about 20 years in there somewhere. math is hard. I used to work as a teacher in the Philadelphia School District, and I have a background in education, I've been in mental health since the age of 19, so a very long time. And I, too, think it's very important to talk about mental health.
Yeah. I feel like over the years, we've been able to have that open dialogue a little bit more and more, right? It's definitely growing since, you know, when I was a kid, when no one really talked about mental health. And Raquel, tell me about your story and how you got here.
Sure. So I am Raquel. I'm a person in long-term recovery. So I have close to 8.5 years in recovery. So I started with the department about 5.5 years ago. I actually, prior to working at the Department of Behavioral Health, I worked as a recovery specialist for a recovery community center in Philadelphia. That was how I started in the field. And then I started at the Department of Behavioral Health as a certified peer specialist. So currently I work in a macro level role in the commissioner's office. I am, part of my role is I am a subject matter expert. I, also when I was, using substances, I had engaged into treatment through the Philadelphia Medicaid system. So I had contact with us, you know, with our system that we currently work in. And that's why it was so important for me when I came into recovery to work for that system, and specifically to work with folks that are at poverty level and, you know, with Medicaid, because that's who I am, right? Like, that's who I was. That will always be part of me. Mm. I'm a Philadelphia native, as you can tell in my accent. Hopefully you can understand me. And I speak really fast. Might be the double espresso too. But yeah, I'm a Philly native. So it's really important for me. This is what we do as a department is so important to me, because I love that we are talking more about mental health. However, the stigma is still very alive and well. So for me, like, I feel like my personal crusade in life is to let people know that, you know, it's okay to own who you are. That, like, my mom and I always say, like, we had to go there to get here. And I always say I have no regrets in life. And I really don't. I only have lessons learned, because those things made me who I am today. And I just think it's really important for people to know that it's okay to have struggles and challenges. You don't have to be embarrassed, because there really is so much help out there. And my experience has been, like, you never know when you're in a room of people and you open up about this, who else is experiencing it and how it can help others.
You're not kidding. It's so real how many of us are holding on to something and kind of suffering in silence, right? We're all kind of holding on to something heavy. And when you open up about it and be transparent, it's amazing. It's how many people are dealing with maybe similar things. Just myself alone, this past year, my wife and I had dealt with a lot of struggles in our family. We went through two miscarriages after 20 weeks. And you think, like, no one else has been through this, right? And when you start opening up that dialogue and talking about it, so many families have been dealing with this, right? It's a hard topic to really get into. But like what you said, you talk about it, you open up. Not only is it healing for yourself, but you realize that a lot of other people, whether it be friends, family, colleagues, have dealt with similar situations. Have you felt that way as well?
Life is hard. Life can be challenging. We experience losses. We experience grief. So yes, everybody needs help from time to time. And that's why we have 988. Anyone can call 988 for any mental health crisis. If you're dealing with anxiety, if you're dealing with depressive symptoms, if you're dealing with grief, with loss, for any other crisis, you're going to be connected with someone who's there for you and is going to help you. So yes, I have felt the same in my personal life as well.
And you would get someone like Patrick on the line, right? And so walk me through if I were to call 988, walk me through kind of like how that would be.
Sure. So you could either call or text 988. And if you call, you're given a choice of choosing a veterans line or an LGBTQ line. And that is, you know, to make sure that you get the support that you're really looking for. But of course, we'll talk with everyone, right? So, you'd be greeted. Hello, this is Patrick. You know, how can I help you? And then, you know, you might start to share your story, you know, and immediately, you know, I would look for a way to connect with your story. Mm. You know, and I'm, you know, generally interested in your story. So any of our counselors are really going to listen, you know, and what's important is that, you know, that there is that connection, you know, and folks will begin to, you can actually tell right away because, you know, how they start the conversation, you know, is not how they end it. Mm. And it's usually in a much more positive, people feel, even though their problem isn't necessarily gone.
Sure.
But they have got that big relief. That release of, like, I'm not carrying this by myself anymore. Someone else has heard me.
Mm-hmm.
Someone hears me.
And gets it, yeah.
And gets it. And that's the thing, too, is that many of us have had loss, you know, and we can use that connection. But we're also trained counselors, too, So we have that therapeutic line, you know, that professional line, but we also are aware that we know what it's like to carry a secret. We know what it's like to carry pain, and we know what it's like to suffer through depression. But we also know what it's like to recover. Mm. And that's like the biggest part too, is that when you're holding on to that stuff, you don't ever think it's going to be different. And then it is. And then you can move those, take those steps forward, and then you can actually see that recovery come through. And that's beautiful.
Isn't that a beautiful thing?
It's a beautiful thing.
Raquel, you can speak to that, right? I mean, being on the other side of it, because when you're in it, it is so tough to see that light, right? How you spoke about that, Patrick, just having that release, getting it off your chest. I've been there before where like just having someone on the other line listening is just so therapeutic in itself, you know? And then, like you said, not the problems are gone, but you've been heard. And just that alone kind of like takes the burden and weight off your shoulders. And then when you get to the other side, how beautiful is that? Finally seeing the light.
It's amazing. And I can completely relate to that, because when you're in the middle of it, like I remember just feeling like, all right, my only way out is death. Mm. Everything just seems so hard. Like, how am I going to even clean up my past and move forward and, you know, all of these things. And, you know, for a very long time, I thought that if I had all these external things that I would be okay. And then I would get the external things quickly. But I was never okay, right? So like, I really feel like what I suffer from is that I want more of everything, but then it doesn't fill me.
Right.
So, you know, in entering into recovery, other people in recovery and even like, you know, counselors taught me that what I actually have is this internal condition, and like external things don't heal my internal condition. And when, you know, you do some of this work on yourself and, you know, with the help of others, I always, you know, still need people to hold my hand.
Sure.
And remain in the middle of recovery. But it is amazing when the light comes on and you're like, wow, like I always say, I feel like I live two different lives, and I'm grateful for both of those lives. Mm-hmm. Because it is just so powerful of being on this side and thinking and seeing like the way I process things, like checking my motives and most of all being in service, helping others, like that's the highlight. And then watching that light come on for another person is like even more
it's gonna be
like
so
powerful.
Rewarding.
Yes,
yeah.
It is. Yep.
That's why talking to someone when you're feeling like that, it can save your life. So it's very important to understand that nobody is alone, that you have options. And making that decision to call 988 and to connect with someone on the phone, it might be the most important decision of your life.
And I think that might be the hardest step for someone, right?
Yes.
Just picking up the phone, calling or texting. But once you get over that hurdle, right? Because I've been there before where it's like, it's hard to open up and you've been carrying it for so long. How could I possibly talk about it now, right? But once you do, it's like ripping that Band-Aid off. And, you know, you start that process of healing, which you all spoke about. You know, you mentioned, you know, the only way out was death. And I'm sure so many people have felt that way, myself included, where you feel so stuck, so in it. How could I possibly get out? And I kind of want to speak more about this, especially with the holiday season. I know that can really be a terrible time for a lot of people. We think of the holidays as bright and joyous, but for many of us, that's not the case. Yeah. Just talk to me about this time of year and how important 988 is.
Well, there can be so many triggers for people when the holidays come. Families sometimes can be supportive. Families sometimes can be triggering. So it's important to understand that when you call 988, you're going to get someone who's trained, someone who's not going to judge you, someone who's going to connect with you and be there with you and understand the situation and collaborate with you to come up with a plan so everything doesn't feel so overwhelming.
Mm. Patrick, you can speak to this too.
I was going to say that, like for instance, a transgender individual may be isolated from their family. They know everyone's going to the family for a celebration and they're not invited. And that person may feel really, really horrible. They may feel suicidal. And they can call 988 and they can talk with staff who are trained, you know, to talk about that and to listen and to provide support. You know, folks that, you know, who may not have presence to give their, you know, their kids, you know, or folks that, you know, have losses. You know, like when you have if there was a death in the family, you know, and it's like in the first beginnings of that, you know, of the holiday season, it's the first season without them, brings up a lot of feelings.
Or the anniversary. Yeah.
Anniversary. Very triggering. Very triggering. So we get calls from folks around this time because of those triggers, you know, and like Marjola said, it's like once you just get that off your chest, you know, you can get that support. You know, and that decision that you were thinking about before you made the call, you're making a different decision at the end of the call.
Yeah. It's a huge first step. Now, tell me, what's the difference between calling 911? Because, you know, if you're in a panic, if you're having these thoughts and your mind is racing, the difference between calling 911 and 988, you know?
So 911 is for physical emergencies. If your life is in immediate danger, if there's a crime being committed, 988 is for mental health emergencies. So if you're experiencing a panic attack, if you're experiencing depressive symptoms, suicidal ideations, then you call 988. The biggest difference is when you call 911, you are going to get a physical response. Usually police officers responding to the situation and helping you. 988 doesn't necessarily do that. You're going to get a 988 counselor who is going to ask you questions, make sure that there's no immediate threats to your safety, and talk to you. We do have the option to dispatch mental health mobile teams who can help you face-to-face, but that's not necessarily the first step. So that's the biggest difference between 911 and 988.
Sure. And why did it go from the 10 digits to 988? I'm assuming, I mean, it's so much easier, right? I mean, is that the main purpose?
The National Suicide Line has been helping people since 2005. Mm-hmm. And back in July of 2022, they decided to switch to 988. One of the main reasons is when you are in mental health crisis, it's very hard to remember a 10-digit number.
Sure.
So 988 is easier to remember. And for elderly people who are not able to remember a 10-digit number, 988, it's easy, it's quick, and you're going to be connected immediately with a 988 counselor.
It's also quick for kids, too, because it's not just adults who are calling us. You know, we have children who are in crisis. We have teenagers in crisis. 988, it's published everywhere. It's easy to remember. They can text, you know, because we know kids of a certain generation, heaven forbid you actually have a phone conversation, but I'll text you, and that's an important feature.
I was going to bring that up. I mean, how great is the text feature for this? Because, like you said, this day and age, it's hard to pick up the phone and talk to someone you do know, let alone maybe a stranger on the other end, especially about, you know, something as heavy as this. Texting has got to be a really great component for this. Yeah.
Yeah.
This has been so great to have this open dialogue. Anyone have anything else that they want to share and kind of get out? Raquel, anything that you want to say?
So, yeah, I just want to mention that I definitely agree with you that holidays can be rough, and especially like for people in recovery and anyone really, because, you know, unfortunately, sometimes there's a lot of death around the holidays, and sometimes there is just a lot of, you know, feelings, especially like if you're in recovery, like there's a lot of alcohol at family parties or just parties in general, celebrations. And I think that what's so important is just to like keep in mind that these are like only events, right? Like so something that I was taught and that has helped me throughout the years was, you know, you play the tape through, right? And you think about like, well, all right, I get it, this is an event and this looks really good right now, right? But what will happen if I do this like next week, right? What will happen if I do this? How am I going to feel tomorrow when I wake up? How many people am I going to hurt? How bad am I going to hurt myself, right? And that has been a tool that has helped me tremendously. And of course, talking about it, you know, just to echo what Patrick mentioned, getting it off of your chest is so important. I mean, I know after I have something bothering me, and a lot of times it's my head making all these different scenarios up, and I just get it off and I have someone that I trust, or someone that I don't even know. So I'm like, I don't really care what, who they tell, because they don't know me either.
Sure. Yeah.
But I need some feedback. It's so important, and you get it off of your chest and I literally feel like it just goes away, you know? And especially when I get constructive feedback, then I feel like when it comes up again, I know a little bit better how to handle that. And I just want to reiterate, like, the importance of asking for help. It is so important. It is so, so hard. You know, it's hard. It's harder for different populations. But I know, like, for me, what was the hardest part of asking for help was that I was so angry with myself. And I thought for a very long time that all of these other people had wronged me and that I was so angry with them. But then when I asked for help and in doing some work, I realized that the biggest person I had to forgive was me. And once I forgave me, the way my recovery blossomed was, it was phenomenal, you know, and the way I forgave me and just allowed myself to be me and to tell myself, like, everything's okay. You know,
right.
You made some mistakes, but you're not a bad person. We can move forward from this. And literally just like that positive self-talk, you know, I hadn't realized that I had hurt myself the most and that I kept hurting myself because my self-esteem was so low and I just couldn't let myself off the hook, essentially.
Right.
And once I did, it was like, wow, like it was just powerful. And like the blessings upon blessings, you know, started pouring in. So I think that's so important, is help people.
Yeah, because one thing doesn't define anyone, right? Like our past does not define us. Mm-hmm. It was just so important to talk about, because my first instinct when I'm going through something is to self-isolate. I am the LeBron James of isolating myself from friends, family. When something is going wrong in my life, I kind of just like disappear. And I kind of now, after going through therapy my whole life and, you know, coming up with different coping mechanisms, like I'll realize what I'm doing, you know, I'm like, okay, this is not healthy. This is, and so I'll start reaching out and saying yes to plans, right? I'll start talking about what I'm feeling. And I start to feel myself coming out of that, right? But my first instinct is to like, right? And I feel like a lot of men do that. A lot of men will hold on to whatever is that they're feeling.
I want to mention that, actually. It's like that as a man, I'm expected to power through it, right?
Sure.
I'm expected to, you know, not talk about stuff, not reveal stuff.
Keep it moving.
I don't have time, you know, or if I start getting in there, I'll really get in there.
Right.
You know, and it'll be overwhelming. You know, once I open the floodgate, then there's nothing. Nothing's going to hold it back.
Yeah, I always felt like in the past that I would be burdening a family member or a friend with my own problems, because I know that they have their problems. So why would they ever? But they do care, because I know I care about hearing, you know, a friend or family member, what they're going through. So I have to remind myself of that as well. It's okay to share. It's okay to open up, because what we've said before, the person on the other side might be dealing with something similar, you know, and now all of a sudden you are closer to one another because of this, right? I've found that in my past as well. Like, silly me, I've been holding on to this, but now that I've opened up, now we have something in common. We have, you know, similar struggles, and it's just kind of a beautiful thing when you finally rip that Band-Aid off and you really do start healing because you're open about it.
It really is, and that's the stigma of mental health, that your family might see you as weak or your friends will see you as weak. And most people don't seek help because of that. And that's why it's important to know that when you are feeling like that, you have options. And to everyone who's listening to us right now, I want them to know that 988 saves lives. Mm. So when you are in that dark space and you are isolating and you feel that there is no other options for you, please call 988. It's at no cost for you, and it does save lives.
Absolutely. That's a beautiful message this morning, and I can't thank you enough for joining me here and talking about this and the fact that it's okay to not be okay. It's totally, and like, it takes a strong person, right? Not a weak person to open up and talk.
Sure does.
I think that's the biggest misconception.
It
right?
is. Mm-hmm.
And then let me, so real quick, I want to thank you for your transparency because
absolutely.
I think that that's huge. Just someone being in your role that speaks to so many people on a daily basis. It's very important to hear that from you. So thank you for carrying the message. And also, I want to mention that asking for help is actually a way of strength.
Yes.
Not weakness. Mm-hmm. And again, it's like, I think for throughout years and especially the Philly culture, you know, like I grew up, I was raised by a bunch of strong women that powered through things like from, you know, like North Philly, let's power through. Mm-hmm. This is what we do. Hardcore work ethic. So it was, you know, also really hard to like really talk about things. Right. And I think that we see that a lot in generations in Philly culture.
I was going to say that like my parents' generation. Yeah, it's like that. Like we don't talk about the problems. We kind of just keep it to ourselves. And, you know, that only works for so long, you know.
Right.
Right. It works until it doesn't.
It works until it doesn't. And yeah. I think the main message here today is that it's totally healthy and okay to reach out, pick up the phone, call or text 988. Marjola, Patrick, Raquel, thank you so much for joining me here on this really important podcast. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
And happy
Call
holidays.
Or text 988. It's okay to not be okay.
Opiate addiction.
That's what I've been counting.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. And talking about stigma, I mean, in my culture, you don't even admit to yourself that you have a problem. Because if you do, then there's no family around you.
Yeah.
Do you want to just get right into it?
Yeah.
This kind of seamlessly.
Yeah, I'll get right into it. So we have multiple language support. So it's not just for English speakers. 988 has access to a language line. So we can connect you to a language that you're comfortable sharing your thoughts and feelings with a translator who will translate to us in real time. So any language is available to us through our language line support. So not just English, not just Spanish, the whole gambit.
All are welcome.
All are welcome.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sarah. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.